Podcast. It is Wednesday, February the 20th. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope everybody's having an awesome week. I'm actually traveling this week. I come to you from my beautiful hotel room in Schaumburg, Illinois. Of all the places I've been in the world, I was thinking this is actually the first time where I have flown somewhere that is colder than where I live. So shout out to everybody in the Midwest. I don't know how you guys do it, but it was 9 or 10 degrees this morning when I finished up my workout, and I thought about going to do like a cool-off walk and gave up on that real quick. So before I get too far into the show, though, I want to thank the patrons of the show. Again, patreon.com/themindandfitnesspodcast. You can make a contribution to the show, and I promise, like, part of the original idea was doing some bonus shows with some Q&A, and it's something that I intend on doing next week at some point. So if you have questions that you would like to be answered in a bonus show that only patrons of the show would get, please send them to me. Either DM them to me or send them to Eddie@themindandfitnesspodcast.com. And if I get some questions sent to me, I will surely go on and answer them for only the people who are patrons. So quick shout out to Stan. I also wanted to send a quick shout out to Kristen, a shout out to Sarah, a shout out to Helen, shout out to Arnie, Barb, and Kim. Thank you all so much for your contribution. And I have some emails that I need to get back to of people that have said that they want to be interviewed for the podcast, which is great. So let's see here. It looks like Elaine, Rebecca, Victor, I want to talk to you. Andy had emailed me. And there's actually somebody that contacted me on Facebook that recovered from MS with TMS techniques. So I certainly want to talk to all of you, and I will get something on the schedule soon. I've got a psychiatrist in Seattle that wants to do an interview, and then Georgie Oldfield from SERPA in the UK. We've been trying to get something scheduled or rescheduled. And then, of course, the Caitlin Michaels episode, which hopefully will get recorded here in the next like 3 weeks or so when I come back to Illinois for my next trip out here for work. So certainly a busy time of year, a little bit busier than probably busier than I've actually ever been before. And I'm going to get to that here in a couple of minutes. So one interesting thing that I was thinking of, there's this person, I don't know who they are, they're a mystery person, has been sending me and a bunch of people actually in the mind-body space emails that happened. One came in on Saturday and then one came in yesterday, but I'm not going to say their name, but basically it's kind of this longer rant that looks like it was sent to me and Alan Gordon and Ira Rushbaum and Howard Schubiner and David Clark. And quite a few people that are in here, TMS Wiki sign-ups, so I'm assuming that that's anybody that's ever signed up. So there might be a lot of people that got this email. But it's references my podcast with Steve Ozanich from last year, and it just talks about how we all have it wrong when it comes to TMS, and they don't say why. I don't know, they don't really talk in any certain terms either, so it's been really strange. So if you're out there and you subscribe to the TMS Wiki, you may have gotten some kind of a strange email like this, but odd. I don't want to give that person too much credence because, you know, it's kind of annoying. But, you know, the first thing that I wanted to touch on was this. I've been thinking a lot about this concept. So like I mentioned, I'm in this new job. I am in week 3. And basically, it's like, you know, it's a field sales job that I'll primarily be doing out of Seattle, which is where I live. But this week is in Illinois. And then in 3 weeks, I come back to Illinois. And then in May, I come back to Illinois. And hopefully, that's it for a long time. That cross-country plane trip, especially with the flight delays and everything like that, I left the house at 11 a.m. on Sunday morning. And then I got here at just before midnight on Sunday night. So definitely a long day, but me and the family are going to Hawaii in a couple of weeks, so we've also got that to look forward to. And basically, I got up this morning at 5:30 local time, got into the gym at 6, the hotel gym, did a 45-minute workout, ran a couple of miles, did 20 minutes of conditioning on top of that, dumbbells, things like that, and then went to my training at 8, and then literally just finished. And as I record this, it is 8:49. PM and I've got to get to bed soon. However, certainly very, very busy, but there's something that, like, I see it on LinkedIn a lot. I don't necessarily see it too much on other social platforms, but this whole concept of always having to be busy, and hustle porn is what it's been called recently. But kind of this romanticizing of being busy, and that almost like that makes you better than people that aren't super busy or running around or crazy all the time. And this type of like hustle, 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 go, go, go type of an attitude is probably what got me, probably what led me to some of the pain problems that I had, that constant pressure, that constant perfectionist attitude, perfectionist tendencies to always have to achieve more than I did the day before, the month before, the week before. And I know that a lot of you listening to this probably can empathize with that, and it's something that you have done or do as well. So I'm here to tell you that if you see a lot of people are in your circle or even sort of outside your circle running around crazy all the time and then flaunting it all over the place, really, I mean, what does it do ultimately? And again, really remember that, 10 years from now. And I'm going to get a little bit more into this here. Actually, let's just dive into it now. I've been thinking a lot about the why. It's something I'm working on for work as well. But the whole concept of why versus how versus what, you know, we think as consumers, like when we go out to, there's a Simon Sinek talk about this, but he talks about the companies that are hugely successful, like Apple, and then other companies that are not as successful. And one of the things that he focuses on is how much the why really matters. You know, Apple, for instance, they'll talk about why, especially in the Steve Jobs era, but why do we do certain things? And then you're sort of going outside of the circle and then talking more about the how you do them, the what you do, but you're starting always with the why. And it really got me thinking to what is so problematic about people's relationship and interactions with doctors is if you go in, and this is, you know, again, this concept is really what it entirely changed everything for me, because for a year, maybe more than that, I was going and seeing a lot of doctors that were telling me what was going on, or what the symptoms were, or how it was going on, meaning like my, I'd come in, my fingers are numb. Okay, your fingers are numb. Your fingers are numb because you have thoracic outlet syndrome in your neck, and your nerves are tight and your muscles are tight, and that's what's going on. So again, we have like the what, and then we have the how. The how are my hands numb? The what is thoracic outlet syndrome? But there was never the why. Nobody seemed to want to get to the why. And it's almost like the root cause was completely ignored. And that was ignored for a long, long time. And I think people that are in chronic pain, the why is often ignored. And I think sometimes maybe even, you know, very, very well-intentioned medical professionals might even start to suggest a why or even think it. But a lot of us are kind of so caught in our own way at this point that we think that what they're saying is, you know, it's in my head or whatever the suggestions are. I get heckled on social media about this stuff enough to where I know those kinds of challenges that you come up with. But if you know, some doctor could try and figure out why. And that was what, you know, I've praised her so much on this podcast, but I thought somebody was knocking on my hotel room door. I've talked about her a lot on this podcast, Dr. Kimberly Harmon, and really like she really zeroed in on the why behind the problems that I was having. You know, tell me about your life. And that's so critical. You know, it's absolutely so critical. And that's going to kind of segue into today's two topics really that I'm going to be focusing on a lot. And that is thinking about uncomfortable feelings and anxieties, and then being a detective of your symptoms, and trying to figure out what symptoms started when you had certain circumstances. And that was, you know, that was kind of a big aha light bulb moment for me. And I don't think enough people have done that in their, you know, sort of in their own exploration. But let's start with the first one. And that's really like taking uncomfortable feelings and anxieties. And, you know, one of the things that I've been thinking about is like all this training with work, and even situations where it's like I meet all these new people. There's 15 people in this hiring class, 15. And, you know, yesterday a bunch of us went out to a pizza place and we hung out, and I was out a little bit later than normally I would. And I remember before I made the decision to go do that, I thought like, no, don't you want to go sit in your hotel room and, you know, watch wrestling and do that whole thing and be a hermit? Because that's kind of over the Brad, and Brad Gutting and I talked about this a few weeks ago, but, you know, I've kind of identified myself as a hermit for so long and not wanting to socialize with people and kind of be a shun-in or whatever that term is. And I've sort of been going against that for the last few weeks, you know, whatever, basically kind of like the George Costanza effect, whatever, I will do the opposite. is kind of how I feel. So basically, if there's something that feels uncomfortable or feels like it's bringing up some anxiety, I literally go and do that thing, or I think about that thing. Whether it's something like somatic tracking, where if I have pain in my neck, as an example, instead of trying to ignore it or pretend it's not there or go about my business, I'm literally just stopping and just staring at it, you know, closing my eyes and staring at myself, visualizing my neck. You know, that's a form of leaning into an anxiety. Or if my intuition just tells me that, you know, I don't want to go out and see these people. It makes me feel uncomfortable. And what am I going to say? And what am I going to do? And how am I going to act and all this? Like, that's the best sign that I need to go. And there's even a couple of people in this particular training class that I've taken a really good liking to, that I feel like I've bonded with, people that, you know, like, normally I don't go out of my way to go and, to meet new people and talk to them and do all that kind of stuff, as crazy as it may sound and doing this podcast, but I do have, you know, I'm just uncomfortable in some situations. And so, leaning in again and going and finding people to do things like we have to do a lot of role play and practicing with the stuff that we do. And some people, you know, normally I would choose to just do that stuff on my own or do it in a camera or do it to a mirror. And that was it. But I've actually been seeking out and finding people to pair up with and bounce ideas off of and do that kind of thing. And it's just stuff that normally I just wouldn't have done. But I've just found like this really great feeling with just pushing, doing something different than what I was doing before. And, you know, ultimately there's ultimately going to have to be some kind of a shift or a change in us if we want to see better futures. And that's really what a lot of this is about. So, you know, normally when I would have to do all this kind of travel and stuff and get out of my routine and, you know, not sleep in the same bed every night and not go to the same gym every day, I would just get really upset about it, and I would still go do it, but I would almost kind of like huff and puff. And I've really, you know, I've been embracing this. Like, I went out to Whole Foods and got some food with a guy who works here. He lives in Irvine, California. And, you know, we're just chatting, and we just drove the rental car out to Whole Foods and we talked, and then we ate dinner together and all that kind of stuff. And it was just really nice, right? Just not something that I would have normally done. So it's been really cool in that way. The other thing, and I guess maybe this goes back to the why portion that I was talking about earlier, but one exercise that I would challenge you to do now, and this may take a little while, especially for the people that do a lot of journaling and you haven't had a ton of success. One thing that I did maybe a day or two after I started reading Healing Back Pain by Dr. Sarno 2 summers ago is that he never suggested doing this. I don't think he did in the book anyway, but I started making a list of what symptoms did I have and when did they start. So for instance, at this time, it was really easy for me to remember like, I got really bad tennis elbow at this time, and I had a bicep tendonitis at this time, and I developed my dairy allergy at this time. Like literally I was writing like symptom, so dairy allergy, October 2013, or I would say, you know, tennis elbow, March of 2013, and sciatica, August of 2016. So I had this long-running list, and I just looked at this list for probably 45 minutes to an hour, and I just started thinking, okay, what was going on? And it was crazy with almost all of them, 99% of them, there was a correlation or I'll call it a causation, but certainly a correlation of me being able to say, here's a symptom arising, and they always occurred, whether it was flu-like symptoms, or it was really bad IBS, or it was could be a variety of things. But I could almost always nail it down to say, this happened in the final 3 weeks of a quarter at work, and I'm in sales. So when you get that real pressure cooker time, and I'm beating myself over the head by not getting the deals that I want in, or the customer signing contracts at the time that they should, and I could find these correlations and all those things. And then I started looking at the dairy allergy thing, which has been one of the more crippling, and coincided right exactly within a few days of when my wife and I found out that we were pregnant with our first kid. Right, so there's a whole new added pressure that is now coming, and how can we distract him from thinking about how tough this could really be, right? We give him a dairy allergy. And the sciatic after a very stressful time at work. And it's interesting, I've reconnected with a couple of the people that were around when this really stressful time at work happened, and it seems like there's a lot of people that are having really adverse health effects that happened, like right after this really, really stressful thing at work happened. So that's what I would do. That's what I would do if I were you this week. And, you know, especially if you're having like a tough week with pain issues or symptoms or things like that, is literally just to sit there and make a list of what the symptom is, when it was that it started, and then really think critically about what was going on in your life at the time. You don't have to write about it if you don't want. You don't have to journal about it. Because a lot of this is, you know, it's knowledge, right? It's being able to think very, very critically about what is going on in your life that may be causing symptoms. And do that. And I think that what you'll find is that there's a lot of correlations between times that are incredibly stressful and very, very tough in your life and ultimately when you get symptoms. And I think it's going to be pretty eye-opening to you once you see that, oh, there is really a cause and effect. I don't know. It's really, really interesting stuff. So that's almost like kind of like the departing words that I have for all of you. It's a super short episode this week. We're only at 15 minutes and 50 seconds, but kind of feel like I've been rambling. Actually, I texted Caitlin Michaels from the Mind Body Mastery podcast and told her, let's see here. This goes back to the hustle porn thing from earlier. But okay, today, 5:30 a.m. alarm, 6 a.m. workout, 7:45 to 8:45 training for work, 8:45 to 9:15, record a podcast, 9:15 to 9:45, edit and post-production that podcast, 10 p.m. asleep, and then tomorrow my alarm is going to go off at 5:30. I'm going to go work out again. But again, this is all stuff that I did not feel comfortable doing as recently as a couple of months ago, and I'm leaning into it and I'm embracing it. CrossFit's the same kind of thing. I've even kind of like at the gym, I'm pretty used to like pushing myself physically, but pushing myself emotionally and making an effort to talk to more people and connect with more people has been really, really critical. And actually, there's going to be an episode coming up next week with a owner of a couple of CrossFit gyms. And we talk about the necessity for human connection in this world. It's not very much of a TMS podcast at all, actually. But I think that a lot of people are going to get some great value out of hearing from somebody who is in the training domain. He's a firefighter. He talks a lot about this new initiative that's going on with the International Association of Firefighters involving mental health that I think is extremely important and I think should be translated and brought into a lot of other industries as well. But it's going to be really, really cool to have him on the podcast and talk about the necessity for not only physical activity, but human connection to physical activity and how much of a benefit it could bring to health, not just because I'm improving my VO2 max or I'm improving my strength or whatever the case is, but literally just having a group of people that you can hang out with and that you can see that you're in a common something with. So for me, it's like CrossFit. For other people, it's like Orange Theory Fitness or maybe a hiking club. There's meetups. Like there's a whole variety of things you can do. But human connection is such a big piece of this puzzle and conundrum. And if hanging out with other people or hanging out with groups gives you anxiety, that is exactly what you need to go and do, is go and lean into that and go have some more interactions with some other people. I think I've talked about it before, but Dr. Hanscom brought it up on the podcast, but there's very, very, very similar fMRIs to people that are in chronic pain and people that are isolated and people that feel isolated. And so if you want to change that chemistry a little bit, maybe taking yourself out of isolation and leaning into some other things. I got to give a huge shout out to Kaz, who's listening in New Zealand, because I was telling her, I had said on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, she was talking about how working out just wasn't something that she enjoyed doing. Just didn't find, you know, much enjoyment out of it. And I just pointed out, like, you just have to find something that you really, really like. It doesn't have to be CrossFit, it doesn't have to be weightlifting, it doesn't, like, it could be anything, but going to do something where there's other people there and you're getting physical activity and you're getting physical exertion and you're testing yourself a little bit, like that can be a huge, huge benefit to you. So I'm signing off. We're at 19 minutes by the time that I put the music and the bumper on this. It'll probably be at 20 minutes, but really appreciate the time. I'll be back with a interview next week. If this was rambling, I keep saying, I would say that I'm sorry, but ultimately this podcast is a lot of fun, and thank you so much. I love all you guys who listen to this podcast regularly all around the world from all ends of the globe that we're on. It's been a real treat. So thanks, everybody. Take care.